Wait a moment. Listen, said Agnes. What for? Just listen. The sound echoes in these caves. Nanny Ogg sat down on the sand and wriggled slightly to settle in firmly. She took out her pipe. So, she said to the recumbent figure, apart from all that, how are you feeling? There was no reply. Saw Mrs. Paternoster this morning, Nanny went on chattily. Her from over in Slice. Just past the time of day. Mrs. Ivy is bearing up well, she says. She blew out a cloud of smoke. I put her right about a few things, she said. There was still silence from the shadowy figure. The naming went off all right. The priest's as wet as a snow omelette, though.
I can't beat 'em, Gither, said Granny. I can't beat 'em, and that's a fact.
One of Nanny Ogg's hidden talents was knowing when to say nothing. It left a hole in the conversation that the other person felt obliged to fill.
They've got minds like steel. I can't touch 'em. I've been trying everything, every trick I've got. They've been searching for me, but they can't focus right when I'm in here. The best one nearly got to me at the cottage. My cottage!
Nanny Ogg understood the horror. A witch's cottage was her fortress.
I've never felt anything like it, Gither. He's had hundreds of years to get good. You notice the magpies? He's using them as eyes. And he's clever, too. He's not going to fall to a garlic sandwich, that one. I can pick up that much. These vampires has learned. That's what they've never done before. I can't find a way into 'em anywhere. They're more powerful, stronger, they think quick. I tell you, going mind to mind with him's like spitting at a thunderstorm.
So, what are you going to do?
Nothing. There's nothing I can do. Can't you understand what I've been telling you? Don't you know I've been lying here all day trying to think of something? They know all about magic. Borrowing's second nature to them. They're fast. They think we're like cattle that can talk. I never expected anything like this, Gither. I've thought about it round and round, and there's not a thing I can see to do.
There's always a way, said Nanny.
I can't see it, said Granny. This is it, Gither. I might as well lie here until the water drips on me and I go into stone like the old witch at the door.
You'll find a way, said Nanny. Weatherwaxes don't let themselves get beaten. It's something in the blood, like I've always said.
I am beaten, Gither, even before I start. Maybe someone else has a way, but I haven't. I'm up against a mind that's better than mine. I'd just about keep it away from me, but I can't get in. I can't fight back.
The chilly feeling crept over Nanny Ogg that Granny Weatherwax meant it. I never thought I'd hear you say that, she muttered.
Off you go. No sense in keeping the baby out in the cold.
And what are you going to do?
Maybe I shall move on. Maybe I'll just stop here.
Can't stop here forever, Esme.
Ask her that is by the door.
That seemed to be all there was going to be. Nanny walked out, found the others, looking slightly too innocent in the next cave, and led the way to the open air.
Found your pipe, then, said Margaret.
Yes, thank you.
What's she going to do? Said Agnes.
You tell me, said Nanny. I know as you was listening. You wouldn't be witches if you wasn't listening somehow.
Well, what can we do that she can't? If she's beaten, then so are we, aren't we?
What did Granny mean, from can to can't? Said Magrat.
Oh, from the first moment in the morning when you can see to the last moment in the evening when you can't, said Nanny.
She's really feeling low, isn't she?
Nanny paused by the stone witch. Her pipe had gone out. She struck a match on the hooked nose.
There's three of us, she said, the right number, so we'll start by having a proper coven meeting.
Aren't you worried? Said Agnes. She's giving up.
Then it's up to us to carry on, isn't it? Said Nanny.
Nanny had placed the cauldron in the middle of the floor for the look of the thing, although an indoor coven meeting didn't feel right, and one without Granny Weatherwax felt worse. Perdita said it made them look like soppy girls playing at it. The only fire in the room was in the huge black iron range, the very latest model recently installed for Nanny by her loving sons. On it, the kettle began to boil.
I'll make the tea, shall I? Said Magrat, getting up.
No, you sit down. It's Agnes's job to make the tea, said Nanny. You're the mother, so it's your job to pour.
What's your job, Nanny? Said Agnes.
I drinks it.